News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with the student body president at A&M, Reed Joseph, class of 14 from Springdale, Arkansas. He was among the key leaders in the room this morning when President Bowen Lofton announced that he was stepping down in mid-January to return to the classroom full-time.
We'd all gotten the email, and everyone was kind of looking around beforehand, and we were kind of assessing based on who was in the room and what it possibly could be. And we were all curious, and everyone was asking each other, do you know why we're here? You know, do you? And none of us knew, and it was definitely a somber, sad. I was definitely sad to hear the news. However, we were all very excited that he would be staying on here at Texas A&M, and that's something that was very exciting. And, you know, obviously, at a point, all presidents have to move on, and so we obviously were sad to hear the news, but obviously are excited for President Lofton and his continuation of his career, and we're very excited to continue to have him, hopefully, here at Texas A&M.
So who was invited to the gathering this morning?
Just different key leadership at Texas A&M.
And then once the announcement was made then, and once, I guess, once the official part of the function was over with, what was the general tone after that?
There was a couple questions that the provost answered about, okay, where do we go from here? And then, you know, everyone just kind of was still processing, it seemed like, and there was several small conversations here and there, but overall, you know, it was, I don't want to say somber, but, you know, somewhat of just a saddened to see our beloved president, you know, resigning, but again, excited that he would be continuing on here at Texas A&M.
I'm guessing that you've had enough interaction with enough other people who have been on campus through other presidencies. Based on what you have learned about what Dr. Lofton has done and how he has carried himself, how would you compare him to what others have said about other administrations?
Well, you know, my sister was class of 12, and so she was under, you know, another president. And, you know, I just, again, think that the big thing that separates President Lofton is just how approachable and how involved he has been with the student body.
He has really taken social media by the horns and has really established relationships that way also.
Oh, without a doubt. It really is, when you look at all that he does, it is absolutely amazing all that President Lofton does.
I'm sure you're still even trying to process this 6 or 8 hours after the fact.
Exactly. Still trying to, still processing it. But, you know, I just will always have such fond memories of President Lofton and just the gentleman and the Aggie that he is and obviously will continue to be. And so, obviously excited for him to be able to move on to really where he kind of talked about in the meeting, where he really feels best, where he really has a big calling to go back with the student interaction in the classroom and the research. And so I'm excited for him and know that without a doubt, we will have a very thorough search committee for the next president, and whoever it is will have some very, very big shoes to fill.
Continuing my visit with the student body president at A&M, Reed Joseph, following the announcement by Bowen Lofton, he will be stepping down as president in mid-January next year, and what role student government, the student body, will play in choosing the new president at the flagship school.
Well, I definitely believe that it is a decision that obviously will affect us, and therefore I believe that the students should have representation in it. And President Lofton, I actually was with him this morning when he made the announcement personally before it went out on the web, and he talked about how that there would be student body representation in the decision-making process. And so look forward to that committee and being able to put in the student opinion for our next president here at A&M.
Since you're a class of 14, that means you were a freshman when Dr. Lofton became president?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Yes, sir. I feel very blessed to have been here and for the entirety of my time so far. I've had Dr. Lofton as our president. I feel very blessed for that.
Tell me about some of the interaction you've had with him.
Well, I've gotten to have more interaction here recently after my election, of course, but all throughout, got to meet him with my family, even when I wasn't student body president and he, you know, didn't know who I was, and has always been more than cordial and very welcoming, very approachable. I think that's something that I always think of when I think about President Lofton, is how approachable he is and how dedicated he is to the students.
And that's something I've noticed from afar, because I came to town in the spring of 2010 and noticed that he had just hundreds of Facebook likes, and now it's in the thousands. And to me, that's a wonderful measure of how accepting he is and how accepting not only students but others who follow him.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like he can universally work any sort of crowd.
Without a doubt. I've gotten to interact with him in many different occasions, from, like you said, to big events with big donors, to one-on-one meetings, to interactions with students. And regardless of what it is, there is definitely that draw to President Lofton that he has. Just his charisma and his calm confidence, I believe, is something that also comes to mind when I think about President Lofton, is his leadership here. And another thing is just how dedicated he is to the student body. He gets so many requests, and he does a tremendous job of going to so many events and organizations, and he's just so highly visible and a part of life on campus. It's not like he's disconnected. So I think that's something that we as a student body really have appreciated about his service to Texas A&M.
Thanks again to Reed Joseph, the student body president at Texas A&M, class of 2014 from Springdale, Arkansas, whose observations following the announcement by President Bowen Lofton that he is stepping down in mid-January. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.